From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri Democrats are fighting Republican bills that they say are anti-LGBTQ. Jacqueline Driscoll says there have been 10 bills filed in the House that Democrats are taking issue with.
Student athletes must compete with their biological sex, and medical providers are prohibited from completing gender reassignment surgery for anyone under 18. These are just a couple of the proposals moving through the House that Democrats are fighting. Minority Leader Crystal Quaid from Springfield says they've also filed MONA, Missouri's Non-Discrimination Act, for the 22nd consecutive year. That would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
It's time for Missouri's laws to catch up with the current reality, not to lock us in the past.
They've also filed measures to ban conversion therapy for those in the medical field and to require schools to teach about LGBTQ contributions to society. None have been assigned to committee. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's Republican-led Senate has advanced a bill tightening rules for punitive damages in liability lawsuits. The bill would allow juries to award punitive damages only when plaintiffs prove by clear and convincing evidence that defendants, quote, intentionally harmed someone without just cause or acted with, quote, deliberate and flagrant disregard for the safety of others. The controversial issue of voter identification at public election polls led to a heated debate in the Missouri House Wednesday night. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The Missouri House of Representatives gave initial approval to a bill that would circumvent a Missouri Supreme Court decision regarding voter identification. House Bill 1600 is now awaiting final approval. The court ruled against a Missouri law that mandated that individuals seeking to vote in public elections show photo identification. Individuals without an acceptable photo ID would have to make a sworn statement to cast a regular ballot. Republican lawmakers were supportive of the bill, saying that this would prevent voter fraud. However, Democratic lawmaker Judy Morgan was skeptical.
But the one thing that has clearly emerged to me in all of these debates is that nobody can give us specific recent examples of documented and prosecuted voter fraud.
Morgan believes that this bill will be challenged once again in court.
That was Mawa Iqbal. As fears grow surrounding the spread of the new coronavirus, state health officials met this week with federal authorities in Washington, D.C. to discuss domestic preparation. The briefing came as the Centers for Disease Control said the potential public health threat posed by the virus is high and is likely to cause a pandemic. The Columbia, Missourian reports there have been no confirmed cases of the virus in the state. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.